Blog Talk Radio.
This is DJ Swag Radio. Stay fresh on the ones and twos. Stay tuned. Listening, because we may need to put you on. You may have some questions that you want to ask. Make sure you dial 773-897-6231. Okay? Make sure you guys call in Swag Radio. So let me tell you, we are on the four part. I don't want to say five. I like putting my hand in it. Okay. Yes, we're on the four-part series of Back to the Basics, and we are on why. Why can't you stop? What is your why? Ooh, la, 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 clutching my purse. I feel like doing a whole lot. Because when you ask why, you really have to break down what does it make you go and why do you go. Because
these bitch niggas make me go.
These who?
These bitch ass niggas.
Well, you know, that is clearable on the airway. So, you know, hey, we asked about 10.
We FTC approved and certified, baby, so we don't speak the shit for what the fuck it is.
We got that as a lawyer. We got Jay and Zoe. It's in the building. INC. Wait a minute, Mom. Don't be reaching for it. Oh, we got to ask Mama in the building. Maybe, let me tell you something. If y'all listening, if y'all are tuning in, the box is definitely...
You know?
You like to hear? Yeah, go. The box is definitely open tonight, okay? I ain't know what it was going to be. My song list, I got some Beyonce in there. I'm
sorry.
I got a little work.
Man, I'm sorry, babe. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. Don't listen to that shit, babe. You know what I'm saying? Don't listen to that shit. I'm sorry.
That's the most debonair Mr. Tony Reeves, okay? Tony Reeves Global, he ain't sorry because he's a wine designer type of guy. But he is very unapologetic. But, you know, with all respect due, he can do that because you're going to learn some things on why. What moves him? What moves Mr. Tony Reeves Global? What moves J&J Associates? Ask Mama, you want to say something? First of all, let's go back to Ask Mama. Let's do a little recap. Y'all have to pay for that remix right there, though. Don't try to take it now. I've been destined that Pandora's gonna go somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay?
They gonna
so
learn today.
Oh, baby, they gonna learn today. I got my lawyer in the building. I got my goddamn money make
bundle in the building.
Bundle. Bundle. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's going green. It's going green in the building. I wish y'all would get live. We definitely got some tickets that's going to get live, FYI. So ask Mama, I'm going to give you the mic. I'm only going to give it to you for 3 minutes. You want a time limit?
I need more than 3 minutes, baby.
No, you got it. You go.
That's my boss in the building. I got some boss in the building.
Baby,
the box is open. The box is open. I told y'all. FYI, make sure y'all call in. 7-7-8-9-7-6-3-1. Well, I want to recap what we're talking about. When you say back to the basics, we're looking at Black Lives Campaign. We're looking at our society, our youth is in trouble. So I encourage you guys to get back to the basics. Last week we talked about how. How can you get back to the basics? Everybody wants to change. But what they're stuck on is how do I change? What do I do? So in the how series, we taught you to make a plan of action. Let's stop speaking to existence but putting forth work. And then 2 weeks ago, we got into what is your what? Your what has to be stronger than your why not? Because in society, there's a lot of things that's going to push you to not get accomplished with your dreams. A lot of things that's going to make you say, I can't do it, I can't. So 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, we said, what is your what? And a lot of people didn't know they would. So we encourage people to self-motivate yourself an hour a day. I challenge everybody to take an hour of their day to self-empower. Read books, listen to people, grab mentors, do something. That was our challenge. Now we're in the series, what is your why? We joke and we play, but when we ask you these are things that are changing your time. With going into the president election, a lot of people are scared. I don't know who's going to make it. And they're shaking. So we encourage you to go back to the basics. If it worked before technology, let's go back to what built this economy. Let's go back to how we are who we are today. And I also encourage people to stop playing. When I say playing, we choose what we want to go back to. We say, I'm an individual. I don't want to do it this way. Because I urge people to get mentors, to go back to mentors and role models. And Pan brought up a point that everybody's going to be individualized. I'm a trendsetter. I want to do it my way. I don't care what you say. But then when we say, okay, well, go back to slavery. Let's go back to the other people that made the right for you to vote and the freedom that we have today. Let's trade places with them. Don't stop here. Let's go back. People say, no, no, I don't want to do that. So we're in a society where people, we play. We use things for our advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Are we kids? Oh, we didn't know this. We didn't know this when it's your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same kids. It's cup. Wait, you're a child. So you're a child when I beat you. And I shouldn't do this. But then when you're out here disrespecting your elders and have no respect to authority, you're not a child then. Let's make sure our lives matter. All of us. But let's make sure our actions line up with our words. I'm going to go ahead and play a poem that we have been playing in every part of this four-part series. Now we're on three, so I'm going to go ahead and play a poem called The Sister. And I encourage you to actually listen to the words that I keep playing in every time because I want it embedded in your head. I want to tell you what the system is designed to do. So y'all stay tuned, and we will be back.
I'm scared what to tell my kids, y'all. We live in a system that's designed for us to fail, and I don't know what to tell them. I don't know what to tell them. When they get older, they're going to face a system that tells them, there is no you. There is only who I want you to be. From your latest cell phones to the style seen in your most recent videos to my implementation of what you call swag. If you can't brag about how many women you have or the $200 denim on your butt, you are worthless. Your purse is not hot if it is a fall edition and we are in the winter. And as long as your kids have Jordans on their feet, it is okay if they have to eat top ramen for a week for dinner. Your check is in the mail. You fail at becoming grown men, so you don't bother with your younger ones. Give them to me. I'll program them to Viacom. Have them growing up with a single mom and extensive rap sheets and ADD with no off switch and download a defense that is nothing but false self-confidence shown through them being overly aggressive. Your misguided women want nothing but diamonds and Fendi, or dreams of finding a professional athlete to pay for their lives, because to them, being a wife is not a lifestyle, it is trendy. Trendy to have like a little black dog carried around in a bag, the deconstruction of your black woman and man are going according to plan. Flip the coin, and for those who have chose not to go down that road, make sure that any statement they make that may challenge their masculinity are followed by statements of insecurity. We can't have them thinking for themselves. Program dreams to be a mirage. Close enough to see, yet too far to reach. Their aesthetics too pathetic, aka camouflage. Allow them to blend in. Keyword, trend. Downtown corners full of rappers who refuse to give up even though their stuff sucks, but will allow them to say their piece. At the very least, it'll make them a quick buck. Any more success, initiate operation exploitation. Throw them a bit more cash. I am the system. Programmed to initiate commands. You Negroes, error, you people are programmed not to ask. Empty vessels who have sold their souls a long time ago, and you call me robotic. I am the system. Systematically set to just do. You are systematically set to just do and not think, and you call me robotic. Error, redundancy. Error, repeat. Error, redundancy. Error, repeat. Pardon me. I was scanning your culture's current popular music. You want a cop to pay for killing one of you, but carry a no snitching policy in your own community, which allows you Negroes, error, you Negroes, error, you Negroes, error, you people to have absolutely no accountability. Irony, overload, reset. I am the system, systematically set to desensitize your senses, since senseless activity surrounds your society, simultaneously making you love me while shaking in your boots. And for those who dare to overthrow me, allow me to remind thee, 'tis I who provides you with the land and seeds you use to grow your little grassroots. I am the system.
Welcome, welcome back. All right, everyone. Thank you guys for tuning in Swag Radio. Next to Blow with Chance Box. Oh my gosh. Guys, make sure you are tuning in right now. Call in. The number is 773-897-6231. Oh, I got it. You see that? You see good too, right? We got J&J Associates, INC, in the building. Man, he is trading. He's talking about what you want. I got it. Okay? And we are on a four-part series, okay, of Back to the Basics. And we are talking about why. We got Mr. Tony Reed Global in the building, y'all. He's like, man, I'm about to take over ATL with the Bundle Gang.
Bundle by Reed.
He is, I think he says that my name is on that. My name is like, see that?
You ain't going to run off on this club.
No, you ain't running off on this club. No, on that twice, not one time.
Don't run off.
One time.
Fresh off the boat, baby. Fresh off the boat, baby.
Fresh off the boat. Guys, I know you hear in the background, Ask Mama. She's back there, you know. We're gonna, you know, give her a little mic, you know, little mic. Tech.
Need a Ross the boss.
I know. Come on.
Need a Ross was giving y'all some educational stuff.
Absolutely.
Need a Ross was like, Man, you niggas on the field need to go in the house. That's a, woo! Ross is giving it to him, man.
Nina Ross giving y'all motherfuckers a reason to run away. Nina Ross make you wish you was on the slave ship, nigga.
Cut the damn chains off, bitch. Cut the damn chains off.
Absolutely, because I believe in preparation, we were talking about, you know, we were playing
the
song.
I was talking about cocaine. Nita Ross was like, no, that changed my life. I done put my bag down. I'm done. I'm doing
done. Selling bundles by
Reese. I'm selling bundles by Reese now.
Now, Reese Global is about bundles and bands. And we know that. J&J Associates Incorporated. But over here at J&J, we have not put the coke bag down. We just want you to know that for a while. Real niggas understand that it's still a fall life.
All right, everyone. I told you. Now we have our candidate. Just joking. For all my sponsors, we do not support that.
All the white people, we understand. It's just a joke.
Yeah. Right. I'm not going to write the letter to Big Beach, y'all. Be cool. Not going to write it, y'all. Be okay.
So, everyone, let me bring you in, and let me tune you in, and let me slow you down and be quiet and listen to the voice of Sam's Box. I want you guys to know from this day forth that everything and everyone that I am connected with is a business person and a business owner. We are in a real-life situation. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Hashtag we don't know who to vote for. Hashtag Hillary or Donald Trump. Hashtag I'm telling the truth. And the hashtag facts. So when we come, and anybody that graces this mic, they have something to bag up and a brand that is going and it's free. Next to blow, everything that is being said, it lines up with my name. Hello, next to blow. Next to blow up. What are we doing with it? Because I don't care when it comes to it. Do you really, you want to open up? I don't think y'all want to open a box. I'm going to give y'all a preview because this is why. And now we're going to change the gear. And now, since we laughed and we played, we're going to give y'all some real education. And we're going to open the box, and we're going to enlighten you and take you to a whole other level. Because when we have J&J Associates, INC, and Reese, Tony Reese Global in the building, listen, I kept the junior off because he's a name and he's a brand. And he has a family that he has to feed. That's in my song. We're going to go to it. Absolutely. We got a family feed. And when we come back, we're about to kick y'all with some education that's just going to blow your mind. And box next
they getting that word from California, baby.
Hey, hey, hey.
You know, I've been brought up around OGs and shit, you feel me? Like OGs and old money, you feel me? Like, that. They ain't with all the flashing and hollering and to get attention. Because, you know, we got individuals out here that depending on us. People that's in real situations. And really out here hustling. You know what I mean? It's not too many like me. You know, I'm 23 with 5 kids. And I never complained once. You know, I just knew how they were my responsibility and I got to take care of them. You know, my daddy taught me well. You know, he say, always take care of your responsibility because they didn't ask to be here. We got a family to feed. Daddy, love life. Turn up!
Like a pinata. Fuck you, blue Balenciagas. Robert Jean with the phone pots. Hit the claw and them are black bottles. Blood is with me, whoop, whoop, whoop. No set tripping, ain't no encrypted fool. G's a piece of 10K gold. I'm a fucking fool, you better act cool. Yeah. German Shepherds in my backyard. Train to kill, I was born to deal. Yeah. I was on the hill, RIP till one and rest in peace, cool for deal. Yeah. My daddy back out, you don't fuck the door. Hit the Magic City, pack it out. You hating on me, I don't give a fuck. I'm a street nigga, you can walk it out. Yeah. I'm in Pittsburgh with a lot of hoes. Young nigga with a bankroll. Scrape the pot, I was in the hood. My mama stayed on Glenwood. With a 38, don't fuck around and make me 38. 24 hours out trying to get it. I've been waiting on first 48. Got a family to feed, got a family. you had them racks, but you got evicted.
You're broke.
Heard you had it on you, you pin the pinch.
To my neck.
Till I pull up, get it, get it, get it. Rats on me like a motherfucker.
Rats on me, got them rats on me.
I was jet broke like a motherfucker.
I was down bad, I ain't
rats
had shit.
Rats on me like wow.
Rats on me, got them rats on me.
Fuck niggas like how.
Fuck niggas like
how. You do that? Dumped out the port.
Dumped out the port.
I was on the go.
I was on the go.
Mama couldn't tell me shit.
No.
I was trapping in the boat.
Yes,
I said the pain away.
Pain.
I got a man away. For my family. Like a pinata. Fuck you, blue Balenciagas. Robin Jean with the phone pots. Hit the claw and I'm a black bottles. Blood is with me, whoop, whoop, whoop. No set tripping, ain't no encrypted fool. G's a piece of 10K gold. I'm a fucking fool, you better act cool. German Shepherds in my backyard.
3-1. Make sure y'all tuning in. 773-897-6231. All right, y'all. Coming up next. Oh my God, next the whoop, whoop, whoop. Blow. Next to Blow is J&J Associates, INC. Listen, we want to know about you, A to Z. You hot on the mic.
Thanks for having me. Both you, lovely, lovely host. Thank you for the door in the box. You open that motherfucker.
Hello.
Thank you for being around the boss. Yeah, man. J&J Associates is in heavily in international trade and development as it pertains to the affairs of not only the consumer but the business development. They provide opportunities where you didn't know they exist. The question is what we can do. The question is what do you want? What would you want?
All right, all right, all right. Y'all heard that, right? Okay, so now we're going to introduce our other guest, Mr. Tony Reese Jr. Put some respect on my name. Global. Tell us what you have and what you got going on to educate the people.
First, I want to shout out to P and Nina for having me. Swag Radio. Y'all make sure y'all tune in all the time, all day, every day.
24/7, by the way.
24/8, you're gonna add an extra hour, extra day. 25, talk to me. Hey, by high standards. Reese Global in the building. Several owners, several different entities, and several different businesses to promote African American jobs and workforce and transportation out my community. I came from the slums, so I wanted to create something that I could give back to my people in an extension of help. Not just protesting and marching down the street and holding up a sign, but giving a business that involves our people that we're getting hit at and growing that and taking that back, and now we're getting, you know, all the fruit out of it. So that's the global. That's all that we about. Anything outside of that, man, we ain't in my garden. Get the weed whacker. Get the weed whacker.
I feel you. Okay, everyone. So now, we are talking about the four-part series of Back to the Basics, and we are on why. So we're going back to R&R. I mean, J&J. I want to go right and right. I do want to go right and right. But we want to go J&J. J&J Associates, INC. Tell me, what going back to the basics, when you think about going back to the basics, what do you think about when that comes to your mind or when someone asks you that question? And then I want you to tell me, why can't you, what is your why?
Well, for all your listeners, wherever they may be or wherever they may potentially end up, I want to tell you up front that I come to you from no religious entity or political entity. I come to you as an affiliate and associate of myself. I stand on my own square and apologize to nobody and answer to nobody. So my answers are not going to be politically correct. I'm going to fuck with you on purpose, by accident. The answer to your question, how do we get back to the basics? Why do I do what I do? Because I motherfucking can't. Because they said I couldn't. Because they said, why didn't you go to X school, even though I was approved to every school I applied to? Because my haters are the ones that I supposedly should love. My enemies are the ones that I've served. My protestants are the ones that I have contributed to and have saved their lives. And I'm not exaggerating or embellishing. I want to first say to the gentleman to my left, your right, if I never see you again, it is an honor being in your presence, because this man is the epitome of the American dream, not the American nightmare. You said something I want to build on, not marching in the streets. You motherfuckers are so lazy you don't even know the Dewey Decimal System. I'm going to say that again. Do you know the Dewey Decimal System? It's how you look up books. What march changed a law? When I hear Black Lives Matter, I'm insulted. Not because I'm insulted that you said Black Lives Matter. Fuck the police. I'm insulted because you motherfuckers are looking to the opposition for help. And the resolution and solution reside within you. But you're such a fucking coward. You're watching Love and Flip Flop. You're a fag when it's convenient. I said it. Fuck gay rights. They have no rights. You're a fag when it's convenient. You suck and fuck everything walking down the street, but you stand for nothing. You don't pay me, therefore, I owe you jack shit. You want to impress me? Get a spy, motherfucker. Understand what governs the society you live in. Understand what governs the financial laws that apply to you. Understand I give a fuck about your Rolls Royce race when you live in an apartment, nigga. Understand that you're not doing shit for the community by being on MTV. Understand that we as a melanated capacity and population do not need a so-called black leader. Fuck Al Sharpton. Fuck Jesse. Fuck Farrakhan. Yes, I said it. Here's why I said it. And hear me clearly. I don't respect niggas that get paid to speak, and I didn't ask you to get up and talk to me. I don't respect niggas that claim to support black agenda, but the only reason they exist is to support. The Nation of Islam would not exist if it were not for financial support from the Jewish Federation. That is a fact. Now, is Farrakhan a great orator? Yes, he is. Hell, depending on how high or drunk I am, that motherfucker can move me. However, in my sober mind, I say you're a murderer. I say we lost a great leader called Malcolm X because you were a house nigga for Elijah Muhammad. I'm going to speak the shit for what the fuck it is. There's none of you other motherfuckers out there holding up gang signs and all this other shit. You bang on each other, but when the motherfucking feds show up, you bitch out like everybody else. Fuck you and your mama, nigga. Find me, I'm in Atlanta. Show up. We gonna sell this shit on Peace Street. So, what does Danger Associates stand for? It stands for the right to do what they said you couldn't do. It stands for an invitation to a party that you didn't even know existed. It stands for the right and the capacity to fly in a no-fly zone. That's what we do. We provide opportunity. We don't focus on the so-called American dream. We focus on the American nightmare, because that should be your inspiration. the pain of your life, everything that you have failed at, should be motivation to do better. When you look in your child's eyes, when you look in your mother's eyes, if you even like your mother, you should be able to say, mama, son, daughter, daddy, I am doing something in society other than be another fucking statistic. I don't want to hear about 500 years ago because they ain't got shit to do with today. You motherfuckers Google everything else. Google a profession, nigga. Understand if you are a black female, you want to be a queen, get your ass off the pole. I'm not saying you can't be a hoe, but don't expect to be a hoe and be respected in my neck of the woods. Understand that there's more to you, black woman, than your pussy. Understand there's more to you, black man, than your ability to hustle. Hustle these motherfucking crackers that think you're too stupid to show up to the motherfucking education.
All right, all right. Oh, my God. Did y'all feel that? Thank you. We need some round of applause on that. And I want you guys to understand and know something, and welcome to the box, because it's wide open. And I am here to let you know that if you did not hear him, and if I am talking softly and you are moving closer to the phone or to wherever you're listening to the listening device, he is talking about a progressive citizen, someone who is in society and making it go, not someone who's lazy, someone who is owning up who they are, their ability, and are just absolutely just going. If y'all didn't hear him, I hope y'all heard me. But guess what? If y'all didn't hear me, we got somebody else that's about to come up and grace the mic. Mr. Tony Reese, Jr. Global. So, like I proposed the question to J&J Associates, INC, I propose the same one to you, and I want my listeners to know, and I'm going to repeat this question. What is your why? What makes you not stop?
First, I want to give a motherfucking shout out to that speech man. God damn, he done moved me out of my seat. I'm closer to the mic and everything. But just that was just, not to throw your question, but that was just some real shit. Y'all should listen to that, soak that in, and not get offended or offensive, take it in offense, but take it for what it's worth. And back to the question of what is my why? My why is what people said I could not do. My why was sitting in a group home getting signed away by your mother, and with all statistics against you, with the crackers, as you may say, said, hey, you're going to be this, and I wanted to show them that I could be that. And that's the same thing for anybody sitting out there listening. Don't live in your situation. Don't get caught in the storm today because it might get sunny tomorrow. And if you gave up today, then you can't see your tomorrow. Always keep an open mind. Always know that you can overcome. That's a lot of people's problem. They don't know that they can overcome. You sit there and you sit in your situation. You give a whole bunch of excuses. You want people to give a fuck about what you're talking about because you got excuses to why you cannot do, why this cannot happen. Why? But in the real world where real people are really making shit happen, we don't live in the world of excuses. We make shit happen. We're the reason that it's great because when shit not looking good, when shit looking all fucked up, we the people that come in and make it look awesome, make it look like it was easy to do it. And I think that what he was saying was a lot of that. Like, don't get caught in your situation. Don't get caught in where you're at right now because it's where it's probably – it's a great chance that you could be somewhere different tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's my why. My why is – why the fuck won't you get up and do something about your situation? Because that's why I keep going hard every day. Every single day I wake up, 25-8, he gave an extra day and an extra fucking motherfucking hour in that day to get it in. So there is no excuse to why you can't be what you need to be. So when Pandora asked me that question, what is my why? My why is, why the fuck won't you get up and change your situation in your life today, right now? You could, like, stop listening to me and get up and change your shit, like, for real. Like, and that's not straight up I mean by what I'm saying. Because where I come from and where I was at in life was real fucked up and deep, like, from the street aspect to a social aspect to a parenting aspect. So all the fucking excuses that you could come with, that you could say to me, like, I think it's bullshit because I overcame it, from a homeless, from a carless, from a talk. money list, all those standpoints I have overcame young. So you cannot sit at me at a certain age and say shit if you let those in particular things beat you, my wife.
I also, before you answer that question, I don't think I probably answered one of the main components, which is what is my why? My why is why the fuck not? You know, I don't come from the gut. I respect it, but I don't come from it. I empathize with the gutter because, not because it is a hashtag or something that is glorious in a fucking BT video. I empathize with the gutter because it represents a forgotten. And there's so much talent in America beyond entertainment. We now live in a society where it is unpopular to be heterosexual. I'm going to say that again. It is unpopular to be heterosexual because the industry that you strive to be in is controlled by faggots. No, I don't mean homosexuals. I mean faggots. Butt plugger, shit packing, pill biting, faggots. I didn't grow up respecting that. That ain't a man where I come from. You motherfuckers don't represent manhood. You represent what you claim is your oppression. You also represent a weakness that is conveniently camouflaged by an innate fear. But a fear of what? You gang-banging and throwing up every sign language known to man, but you're not standing for what the fuck you claim you represent. I can't respect you, G. I can't follow your script. Furthermore, this man here, no blowing up your head, none. I've never met anybody in my life who used, other than me, used their pain as motivation. Everybody got a sob story. Everybody, you know, I would be this if I had that. I could have been X if I knew Y. There would have been Z if there was a W.
Hello?
But this man here built a fucking platform off of his strife. And you motherfuckers talking about you represent the struggle. No, motherfucker. You represent you. And your fucked up complex, and I mean apartment complex, you coincide with a generation of failure that has become, unfortunately, societally acceptable. So my why is when I look at you.
All right, all right. Okay, guys, you know what I'm saying? Listen, this next song that's about to come up is definitely going to explain this segment that we just got finished with. I mean, Jay and Jay, I mean, you broke it down. Associates, INC, Tony Reese, y'all broke it down. It's like you got to know what it is, and you really have to understand what is your why. Because the challenge is really up to you, because they don't. J&J Associates, INC, Tony Reese Global is going. Double E Entertainment, Swag Radio, Pants Box, it's going. What are you going to do? And that's the challenge. When you say Black Lives Matter, or when you say you want to build on the plan, you want to build on hashtag Black Lives Matter, let that be your plan. I ain't going. I'm going to take... name, sorry. When we were gonna come up with my girl Beyonce, but I
let's kick it to Maya Angelou first. I ride, see it, I ride.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springing high. Still I rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh. Does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the hope and the dream of the slave, and so naturally, there I go rising.
Yes, I rise, Miss Maya Angelou. Guys, Maya, if y'all are not up on all her poetry, what the hell you been? But I encourage you guys, shout out to her. To go ahead and re-listen to I Rise, because that should be a motivation to you guys. That goes with the topic of what we're saying today, what is your why? I want to actually encourage you guys to take it serious when we ask you that question, what is your why? The gentleman here opposed the question, why not? They asked her a question with a question. You know, we asked them why, they said, why not? People are actually tuning in, and I can't read you guys why, but I do appreciate the feedback. And I also want you guys not to be able to actually text it to me, but actually to mean it. Because oftentimes we say things and it's just dead words. We don't mean it. We say it to be a part of something, and it's just that. We really don't mean these things. So when you're tuning in to this four-part series, I want you guys to actually be serious. Maybe you need to go in isolation and be alone with yourself or ask yourself these questions. I do thank everybody for tuning in. I do thank our guests. It is just fabulous to see black men that can actually articulate themselves and actually hold an intelligent conversation. Some of you may disagree with what they were saying, but I want you to know, at Swag Radio, this is your opinion. We're not saying we endorse what they're saying or we believe in everything that everybody says, but we are using it as a voice, as a platform, to say that their voice must be heard. We're not going to sugarcoat anything or ask our guests to sugarcoat who they are. So if you support it or if you don't, I ask that you respect their opinion, because their opinion counts. Respect opinion, regardless of whether or not you support it or you agree with it. It is their opinion, and they are entitled to their own opinion. Too many times that we are silent on the wrong thing.
The things that we should get upset about, we don't. The things that we shouldn't care about, we do. So I'm going to hand it back to Pan's Box, and I'm going to have our closers out, and I'm going to play, you know, favorite song of mine. So Pan's Box, take it away.
All right. Everyone, make sure you tune in every Friday. Next to Blow with Pan's Box. Hashtag, I'm your host, Pandora. And oh my God, I have been elevated and moved to another level. I had my pen, my paper, my iPhone, my everything tuned in to J&J Associates, INC, and Mr. Tony Reese Jr. Global. I was tuned in. Guys, we are here at Atlantic Station, our new location. You can be here live. Guys, we give out prizes. We have some snacks.
As you may hear,
you never know what's going to go on with Pandora's Box. And let me hashtag unapologetic. But guess what, baby? I'm going to make sense of everything that is going on here on this show. And I want you guys to make sure you tune in. I want you to call in. I want you to ask questions, those hard-hitting questions, those why questions. I want you to ask those taboo questions because it's the Box. My name is Pandora, and I am destined to stand up for my name in every which way, okay? And I have truly been graced and blessed with some bosses. Make sure y'all follow J&J Associates, INC. Google him. Make sure you follow Mr. Tony Reese Jr. Global, Mr. Tony Reese, anything with T, man, you better be looking out for King Reese because he's coming, okay? That's the next generation. Make sure you Google everything. Make sure you Google Double E Entertainment. Ask Mama, the real Nina Ross. We got Nina Ross in the building. Ask Mama. And shout out to the founders of Swag Radio, DJ Jay Prince and Princess Nina. And we're out.
No, we're not out yet. Y'all make sure y'all come back Wednesday. And y'all make sure y'all tune in to my show, Ask Mama Wednesday. It is a teaching lesson. It is not the whooping and hollering, but I'm definitely educating you because I believe in each one, teach one. We're going to play a song, and then we're going to be out. But let's play a song. Let's just go ahead and play a song. Man, watch it up.
Make sure y'all tune into our next show that is coming up on Wednesday, Wind Down Wednesdays with Ask Mama on budgeting and finances. No, listen, guys, you really need your pen and paper. I'm not playing. Everything that lines up with Swag Radio lines up to the T. All right, y'all. Next to blow a Panda box, and I'm out.
This is DJ Swag Radio. Stay fresh on the ones and twos. Stay tuned. Host on Swag Radio, the hottest, newest radio station for